Jerry Bader Show, 1054. Terry writes, a very strong vocal segment of Walker's constituents may not vote for him if he comes out for it. But he's just making them suspicious that his opinion has changed on gay marriage if he doesn't answer to it. Bill emailed, don't we have more important things to talk about? No, not really. Because if he doesn't do something here, this is going to stick as a distraction. Chiding the media for focusing on the fact that he won't say what his position on gay marriage is today isn't going to make them go away. No, it's not a level playing field. Mary Burke can punt on issues and get away with it. He can't. It's a reality. And he's just making both sides suspicious about whatever his position is or isn't that doesn't serve him well. And if he wants to get back to the real issues of the day, it is important that he takes this off the table. So, yes, that does make it important to talk about, Bill. It makes it critically important. Because we're getting mired down in this because he thinks he can have it, he can walk the tightrope. He can't. Now, as for Mary Burke, she in fact has, as the Wisconsin State Journal put it, made her most detailed comments yet on the subject of Act 10. She wants to repeal major parts of it, including several provisions that cripple the political power of public sector unions. Burke also made it clear she would keep or modify other parts of the law, including a requirement that state employees pay at least 12% of their health insurance premiums and a ban on public employers picking up the employee share of pension contributions. Ensuring that workers feel respected and have a voice in the process is a big part of attracting and retaining a qualified workforce, Burke said. Now, that is probably where most people expected she would be, because that's the liberal mantra. Well, we would have agreed to that. We would have agreed to the health insurance and pension. We were okay with that. No, they weren't. It's when they refused to budge on that is when Walker did what he did. This is now something that Scott Walker's campaign can use, that she would repeal critical parts of Act 10. By the way, there's a breaking story. U.S. says suspect in Benghazi terror attack captured in Libya. Sure you'll be hearing more about that throughout the day. The parts that she would repeal are as important as anything. In fact, they're more important than the general concessions that she's referring to. Unions, public sector unions, were out of control in Wisconsin. Out of control, just like they are most everywhere else. Those are critical. All of the protections of bad teachers that were struck down by a judge in California, they were all pretty much dealt with Act 10. First in, last out. You know, tenure, how long you've been there, all of that, that is now gone. That is not an inconsequential part of Act 10. And yes, the focus should be on Act 10. And that's why the governor has to put to rest any distractions that the media might use against that. On Act 10, on his tax cuts, on a better economic development environment in the years from his predecessor, on and on and on. Those are the things he does have to have front and center. And Burke now admitting she would repeal some of the key elements is a critical juncture in the race. No question about it. All right, a lot of stuff left on the table today. In fact, one we will do in the after show video, but I'm going to talk about it tomorrow as well, too. It's how we no longer let kids be kids in a way that even I wasn't aware. We'll have that in the after show video, and we'll talk about it back here tomorrow, 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.